The energy in which you are is who you're going to attract. Episode number 78. Welcome to the Keep It 100 Girls 12 Days of Inspirational Giveaways. You know, this is the show where we share 50 shades of what? Cray, cray. And there are lessons learned. There's so many lessons learned and advice that I share with you every week. But even better, we've learned a lot. And this way, when it comes to 2017, we know how to keep a 100. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and I'm the Keep a 100 girl. And Nina keeps it real. She keeps it true. Today is the 10th day. We're getting closer to reaching our 12 days of Christmas and what our true love has given to me. So let me set the scene. Because you know what? You can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. Let me explain. The energy in which you are is who exactly you're going to attract. So if you are downtrodden, if you are miserable, if you are negative, guess what? That's what you're going to attract. Forget opposites attract. That's the energy you give, and that's the energy you're going to get. Now, if you are confident, if you radiate confidence, if you love yourself, and more importantly, love others, you know what? That exact same person, it's going to be coming in your way. So all that goodness that you're manifesting, marinating, sizzling, and cooking up for 2017, girl, it's coming. Like, for instance, I had one girlfriend tell me this: let the man be the man. And in an instance where he thinks or know he's right, let it be. For example, right? You guys are in the car and he insists that he knows how to get from point A to point B. So what she's saying is don't one-up him, right? Let him be and ask the dumb kind of superficial questions, even though you know full-blown well the right answer. And you don't want to put him on display with how much he knows or doesn't know. So her message, lesson learned, advice as a married woman, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. If you're a woman with a strong type A personality, you will be able to totally relate to this next clip, which is a spinoff of what I just told you about, you know, letting him be. Letting him have his little glory where he thinks he knows he's right. You know, it's really hard to dumb down our intelligence. But, you know, speaking for myself, and I'm going to tread lightly when I say this, because this is the only exception where I would advocate this, and all for the right reasons when it comes to cradling your man's ego. It's an unspoken thingy, right? And in this next clip, both my girlfriend and I will bring these thoughts home and you'll totally, totally understand the bigger picture.
So I have a story where, so I have a very like strong personality and a strong tone. And so a girlfriend of mine once said, you know, Onika, it's not what you say, it's how you say it, and that you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. So again, referring to my tone when I'm talking to a man, right? And so I remember very distinctly like how she would demonstrate in a very feminine, girly kind of way, but she would also demonstrate through her example like the power of persuasion of a man. So she would go through like a scenario where she would say, oh, that is such a great idea, honey. But would you mind going right over there and just picking me up a glass of ice water? It would make me so happy. And then to watch this man literally go over and pick up whatever she was asking for and bring it to her. I was just like, what? And then she could have said, go give me that water over there. You know I'm thirsty right now. It's hot, you know. And so I'm like, damn, there's so many different things that you can just do with just your tone. Then I was like, well, is this real? And so I watched some of my other girlfriends and how they embodied their energy around men. And how it could be a turnoff, because my girlfriend basically was saying that a man can, he can, like, he's like a dog in many regards. And so one way he's like an animal, like a dog, is that he could sniff some bullshit or some, you know, drama quickly. And when he sniffs it, he can either make a decision, I want to mess with this or I don't. And so basically the energy in which we embody, in which we bring to the table, like, men are very sensitive to that. And it's an unspoken thing.
They say your vibe attracts your tribe. You know, I'm sure you've heard this all the time. It's kind of like the trendiest statement for the last couple of years. But I'll break it down like this. It means good people bring out the good in people. You can't do epic shit with basic people. You feel me? You'll be too much for some people who aren't your people. So don't let the mixed signals fool ya. The rule of thumb is indecision is a decision. Tweet that.
And so some of my girlfriends who are very, like, successful, they're doing really great things, they think that they're appealing and attractive because they are physically attractive and that their resume is very attractive. But when you're in their physical presence and their energy that they embody or whatnot, it's something that some dogs don't want to deal with. They don't want to piss on that bark. They don't want to piss on that tree or whatever. So all in terms of, like, how you present and how your energy and your aura is has a lot to do with the kind of dogs that you attract. The energy in which you are, you is who you attract. So I'm like, okay, wow. So it's interesting because when I have had, like, my most fondest memories of the men that I've encountered or dated, it's always at that point where I attracted them at a moment in time when I was at my happiest, my most, like, myself, mostly myself. And I know this because the comments I would get from them would be like, you know, Anika, you're just like a light. I'm like a fly or a bug. I just want to be around you. You're just like, I'm attracted to that energy. And I'm like, really?
So what happens when the opposite holds true? You're not quite 100%. You just broke up with your boo.
I'm free.
Or you're not quite ready to get in a relationship. You might be in a depressed state to some degree, and the one guy that's trying to convince you to go out with him, then it becomes something to do. And then, well, you will hear the truth in this next clip. I'm not even gonna go on.
And so, and at the moments where I attracted men where I was at my down point or my least self or depressed state or whatever I was going through at the time, I noticed that when I got back to myself again, I was no longer attracted to that person anymore because I met them at a point where I was, and I might have needed them for where I was at the time. But when I got back to myself, that no longer matched.
Here's a perfect real life example.
Have I? I have. It was an awkward, horrible situation. I was talking to a guy. We just probably talking for about 4 months. And he wasn't really giving me the green light as to what we were. And I'm not the type of person to ask, what are we? And I had, like, my first love at the time, who was then my ex. He invited me out. So I didn't look at it as anything, but of course, we went out for dinner, and then I ended in us kissing. And, you know, the whole time that was happening, I was just thinking about the other guy, and I was just like, this is horrible. And of course, I had to tell him, yeah, I don't like you like that. You know, I used to, but no. So, I mean, I've definitely had it, and it's a horrible experience. Nobody wants to think of someone else while they're on a date with someone else, and nobody wants to be that person that just, oh my gosh, it's just a horrible situation. It's, oh my gosh, it's horrible.
Do you know this guy? Does this sound like someone you've dated or married? So what does that mean for you going forward, especially in 2017 as you embark
on new relationships, maybe you're transitioning to a new level in your marriage. What does it mean? It means be the energy that you want to attract people. They say all the time, and I'll say this again, your vibe is your tribe. And this episode is a little different because you know what? I break it down for you. And when we talk of we, I mean Girly Nation. It's that unspoken word of truth where you learn and you refine and you become good at the power of persuasion, especially when you're at your best and your worst periods of your life. I was just making you aware of it. I wanted you to admit it and be more conscious of it. You were born to be real. And I'm just making sure that you know it, especially in 2017. So that wraps up another edition of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. And if you like this episode or any other ones, kindly leave me a rating and 5-star review. And this is where you do it. You do it in iTunes. It's important because Nina relies on it a lot. It helps me stand out from the crowd, gets noticed. And you know what? It helps you, men and women, understand each other, communicate better, and keep it real between each other in 2017. But that's going to be my inspirational gift to you today. And if you mention me, Nina Babel, on Twitter or Instagram, there's a free giveaway waiting for you. This is what you got to do, though. You got to find the post referring to episode number 78. And you say you listened to episode 78 and tell me what lessons you learned from it. Deal? All right, that's my reel for this week. Smooches!